Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事。由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is The Family in Nazareth. In Nazareth, Jesus grows strong and healthy.Full of wisdom, and the grace of God is upon him. Jesus humbly submit himself to Joseph and Mary, and obeys them in everything. In Nazareth, there are so many children. Jesus plays with them, but he also helps Joseph in the carpentry shop, and Mary at home.Cleaning and setting the table. Every morning and evening, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus say their prayers according to what the law of Moses says. When Mary, Joseph, and Jesus pray together, there is silence and peace in the house. After prayers,They feel very good about themselves, and they want to love each other even more. Yes, our story continued the story about last time. 这一次的故事又是继续上一次的故事，就是这个家庭在拿撒勒。So this family in Nazareth. Family 就是家 ，Nazareth 就是那个地方的名字。这个在纳撒勒的家庭就是讲耶稣与他父母亲若瑟和玛利亚。In Nazareth, 在纳撒勒 Jesus grows strong and healthy. 耶稣成长有壮又健康。Full of wisdom, 充满智慧 wisdom, 智慧。And the grace of God is upon him. 而且天主的恩宠在他内。Grace 就是恩宠。Upon him 在他内。Jesus humbly, 耶稣就很谦卑的 submit himself to Joseph, 把自己交给若瑟 and Mary 和玛利亚。And obeys them in everything, 而且服从他们在所有的一切。Obeys 就是服从。And obeys them not only in one thing, but in everything, 不只是在一个东西,但是在所有一切。In Nazareth, 在拿撒勒, there are many children, 有很多小孩子。Jesus plays with them. 耶稣跟他们一起玩。所以我们可以看到 we can see that Jesus is also just like every other child. 我们可以看到耶稣也是像一般的小孩一样。他也喜欢玩。He likes to play. And he plays with other children. 他跟其他的孩子一起玩。But he also helps Joseph. 但是他也帮忙 helps 就是帮忙 Joseph Rosa in the carpentry shop 在木工的工厂因为我们上一次有提到 because before we have mentioned that Joseph was a carpenter and he has a carpentry shop 我们有提到若瑟是一个木工他有一个木工的一个小工厂And Mary at home. 他不单帮助若瑟在他的木工工厂 他也帮助玛利亚在家里 cleaning and setting the table， 弄干净以及排碗筷在桌上。所以 he helps clean and set the table。 clean 就是弄干净， set 就是安排， table 就是桌，桌子。所以他帮忙弄干净啊，擦桌啊，然后安排桌子啊。不只是这样子，他会玩，他会帮助在一些工作上。他们这个家又有一个特色， And this family has a special specialty. Mary, Joseph and Jesus says their prayers. 玛利亚、若瑟和耶稣会祈祷。什么时候祈祷？ Every morning and evening. 每个早上和晚上。因此这边说 Every morning and evening， 每次早上跟晚上， Mary, Joseph and Jesus says their prayers。 玛利亚、若瑟和耶稣就会祈祷。 According to what the law of Moses says， 就是按照， according 按照， to what the law of Moses says， 按照梅瑟法律所说的。梅瑟就是 Moses， 若就是法律嘛，按照梅瑟的法律所说的，他们就是这样的啊执行。When Mary, Joseph and Jesus pray together， 当玛利亚、若瑟和耶稣一起祈祷的时候， There is silence and peace in the house， 在他们家里就有平静，就是很安静，而且有和平，就很平安。 Silence 就是安静， Peace 就是平安，所以他们家里就会很安静很平安，在他们三个人一起祈祷的时候。 After prayers， 祈祷之后呢， They feel very good about themselves， 他们就心里就是觉得自己很好，就会自己会感觉得很好。 And they want to love each other even more， 而且然后他们也会更想要去彼此的相爱。 And this is what the fruit of prayer is， 这就是祈祷的后果，自己都会很平安很平静。 We will feel very peaceful and very calmAnd we will feel very good， 我们自己会觉得很好，而且最重要的是 We want to love each other even more， 我们会更想要就彼此的相爱。 In our story for today， we can learn from Jesus three things. We could be like every other children， 我们可以像其他一般的小孩一样很喜欢玩，耶稣也很喜欢玩。Jesus plays and he likes to play and he plays with other children. Yes, but he also helps. 他也会帮助，帮助做家事，帮助他爸爸在他的工厂。He will help in doing the house chores and also helping his father in his shop. Not only this, he plays, he works.And he also prays. 他也祈祷，与他的家人祈祷。因此我们也可以这么做。We can play, we can work, but we must remember, we also have to pray. And this is how God wants us to be. And this is how our family could be together. 这是我们的家庭可以真的很密切，很就可以聚在一起。如我们也会一起祈祷。 So we pray that our family can always pray together. Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English. Share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.